Baker, Brother H. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. May 2, 1900. Dear Brother Baker, I have just written a letter to Brother Steed. He has written me a very humble letter, and I am sending my answer to him with this letter to you. If you think that he will make a right use of the testimony, you may let him have it. I hoped to receive some word from you, but no letter has come. There is a work to be done in New Zealand that has not yet been done. The impress of human imperfections has bound about the work, but the Lord's eye is upon his people in New Zealand. He wishes them to reach a higher standard. He desires them to overcome all self-exaltation. No envy or jealousy is to be manifested, no evil surmisings entertained. We are laborers together with God. One laborer plants, another waters or cultivates, and God gives the increase. The progress of the work in each individual soul determines the strength of the church. The church advances as God gives the increase. The power of Satan's agencies is great. The Lord calls upon his people to unite their forces, to strengthen one another, building up yourselves in the most holy faith. Jude 20. Love as brethren. Be pitiful. Be courteous. 1 Peter 3, verse 8. The work in this country has been progressive. Though small in the beginning, it has been increasing. Let every church member seek to preserve the unity of the Spirit in the bonds of peace. Then each will strengthen the other. Then God's people will persevere in doing good to one another, manifesting true godliness and brotherly kindness. They will press together, guarding one another's interests. Different gifts are imparted to different ones, that the workers may feel their need of one another. God bestows these gifts, and they are to be employed in his service, not to glorify the possessor, not to uplift man, but to uplift the world's Redeemer. They are to be used for the good of all mankind by representing the truth, not testifying to a falsehood. God would have his people help one another in the discharge of their various duties and in the faithful accomplishment of the work he has given them to do. It is not enough to worship God on the Sabbath. The religious services held on that day should be of an uplifting character. Those who preach the truth should be able to present it with power because they live it in the daily life. The church members should carry the influence of the correct observance of the Sabbath through every day of the week, in all their business relations, and in all their home relations. They are to be Christians, controlled by the will of God, exemplifying the perfection of Christ's character. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, Verily my Sabbaths ye shall keep, for it is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, that ye may know that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Every one that defileth it shall surely be put to death, for whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, but in the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. Wherefore the children of Israel shall keep the Sabbath, to observe the Sabbath throughout their generations for a perpetual covenant. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and on the seventh he rested and was refreshed. Exodus 31, verse 12 to 17. True sanctification comes through willing obedience. We are distinctly and decidedly taught that the proper observance of the Sabbath brings a knowledge of what constitutes true sanctification. Reputation and even life itself might better be sacrificed than the truth of the Word of God. God declares that when His Sabbath is honored as sacred and holy, it is to His people a sign between Him and them, whereby they may know that He is the Lord that doth sanctify them. Ye shall keep the Sabbath, therefore, for it is holy unto you. Verse 14. God has set it apart to be devoted to holy service. It is His memorial of creation. By His creative power, God is distinguished from all other gods that are worshipped. The Sabbath is a public token by which the world may recognize the true and living God. If they obey Him and reverence His holy day, the Sabbath is a continual sign between Him and them, a pledge that He will recognize and fulfill His covenant. We are to render implicit obedience to the commandments of God. Let us remember that by keeping the Sabbath holy, we are honoring God. And those that honor Him, He will honor.